You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. About 25 minutes, we'll be joined by A.J. Perez. But B, you were on your golf trip out west when the NFL schedule dropped last week. It's obviously, you know, one of those really exciting times.
Yeah.
I kind of think we should start way back on this thing. It came out. It kind of came out when we were all down in Florida for NFL league meetings that the Commanders were going to do joint practices with the Patriots. Mike Vrabel, Patriots head coach, confirmed that today, speaking in Foxborough at New England OTAs. that game is scheduled for Friday, August 8th, and my guess is those practices will be. So 7th will be an off day, 4, 5, 6, or at least 5 and 6. August 4th, 5th, and 6th, or August 5th and 6th.
Mm-hmm. Probably 2 days.
Which should be some good work. It'll be really interesting to kind of watch. Washington's a team that overachieved last year, at least compared to expectations. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of conversation that thinks there could be a similar path for New England this year, especially with Vrabel there. A really,
you can see how that team is run now with Vrabel compared to the last time they came in practice against this team.
Yeah, I mean, having Brady on the field was
it was totally different.
That was wild. That was varsity versus JV. Week two of the preseason is pretty juicy, man. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, the Bengals. Week two is generally where you see your starters for a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's a Monday nighter. 8 o'clock, and then the last preseason game of the year is going to be against the Ravens. I think it's still unclear if there will be a joint practice with that, but I think there's some expectation there could be.
Could be.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, I agree.
And then we're off and running, B. We'll start with just the first little stretch here of four games.
Mm-hmm.
They open with the Giants at home Sunday, 1 o'clock. You're not going to hear a whole lot of Sunday, 1 o'clock with the schedule.
They need to make a statement in that first game.
I'd almost expect them to. I think the Giants are going to be a lot better. I think Russ Wilson's going to be their quarterback, at least then. But Washington's coming off a really good season, and they added a lot offensively. I think that's a statement-making game. I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Week two, short week. If you got to have a short week, don't you think it's advantageous to have it the second week of the year?
Yeah.
Like, you're not beat up.
They come out Because you're not beat up. You have to, you get that week in between.
Right.
So you come out fresh, and then guess what? You have another 10 days for the next game.
Right. Between September 1st and September 21st, that's 3 weeks, Washington plays three games. Like because the NFL smartly punted on Labor Day weekend, punted on that fourth preseason game. That fourth preseason game, good God, that was tough. Then they're home for the Raiders. Raiders are a totally different team, B.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Carroll, Geno Smith, Ashton Gentry. Still, though, if you're Washington, you got to like the way things open up anyway.
Yeah. I think it gives them a chance, you know, to fill things out while still improving.
Now, going to Green Bay is a very difficult game.
It's true, but not you don't have to hit the ground completely running.
Two of your first three are against teams that were under 500 last year.
Yeah.
And they're at home.
But I think watching this team, watching how Dan does stuff, they don't care that those teams are under 500. This team doesn't prepare according to what you did. It prepares according to what they need to do.
So I saw DQ at rookie mini camp, and I guess it was right before the schedule release.
Mm-hmm.
And I joked with him. I was like, man, you better get ready for a lot of night games. He's like, yeah, dude. You know, I think when he was coaching in Dallas, Dallas is always in prime time.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, he's like, it's a mindset for us. Anybody, anywhere, anytime. And I think that rings really true.
Yeah.
For how they approach things.
That's how you got to approach it.
Week four, I think this one could be an excellent football game. They played week 16 or 17 last year, and it was an excellent football game. Commanders going to Atlanta, Jaden versus Michael Penix. Penix, you know, firmly installed now as the Falcons' starting quarterback. Is that a sneaky game to you, going down to the ATL?
I view this team differently now. I don't see them really getting overly hyped or underhyped by any team coming in. They just know that they got to improve themselves. And if you think back to last year where they start the first game, they lost to Tampa, but ultimately you saw there was things that you can take from that game and say, okay, they still did this okay. You know, Jaden didn't get rattled. You know, he did some things he didn't do as the year went on. But I think when they go down there, they're going to be ready to play.
I think the second half of week two is when Jaden was like, all right, I'm good. If you go watch the second half of week two against the Giants last year is when he really settled in. And to think that it required him 90 minutes of professional football to figure that out. I also think that Atlanta game, I want to credit the right people. I think where I'm seeing this from anyway is the Commanders squad based in Charlotte that they are putting together a Commanders takeover in Atlanta. And I've worked enough Commanders games in Atlanta. Anytime Washington's playing in the Southeast, Charlotte, Atlanta, Tampa,
people find a way down there.
There's going to be there's a lot of people that are there, and I think a lot of people have been re-engaged since last year.
I think it's a ton of those.
And I mean that stadium is what 65,000 people or something. I bet at least a third of it is going to be burgundy and gold.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one's going to be fun. I also looked this up. The day before in Athens, Georgia's hosting Bama.
Oh, you're going early.
Which, if you're looking for a college game to try to go to.
That's a good one.
Drew might be able to get tickets for that. So, now, that is the first of back-to-back roadies, though.
I can let you know, if I were to go down there early, I'm not going to try to go sit no game all day. I will be going to swing them.
I figured you would.
Yeah.
So, it's at Atlanta, then at L.A. One thing I wanted to ask you about, that's a tough stretch. I think the Chargers are going to be a tough matchup there. It's back-to-back road trips. You're going out west. And I just think the way they run the ball and have really good edge rushers, I think that's a game I'm really excited to see.
I'm excited because it'll tell us a lot about where they are.
Sure.
When it comes down to the run defense. Like they said they want to improve it, and we're going to see where they are.
So here's my question for you then.
Mm-hmm.
We've arrived. Well, one thing we know last year from folks talking, honestly, during while we were there and then later, is the trip from Cincinnati to Arizona meant a lot to this team.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Quinn has made it clear he'd like to do training camp on the road, but it's not going to happen this year. They're going to have these joint practices against New England and then maybe joint practices against the Ravens, but it's not going to be 3 weeks away as a team.
Yeah.
Based on all that, I think it's possible, if not likely, if not highly likely, honestly, that they do a practice week on the road. And if you just look at the time of the year, last year the Cincy to Arizona trip was week 3 to week 4.
Mm-hmm.
This year, if you're looking, week 4 to week 5 at Atlanta and then the following week at L.A. There's one big difference that the current week 4 Atlanta game is scheduled for Sunday at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Whereas that was a Monday nighter, and yeah. Then you're flying.
So that's why I had this conversation yesterday. And I was like, I think the fact that it's a Sunday, that gives them time to come back here, do stuff, then possibly still go earlier. But I don't know about going straight there.
Yeah, I mean, you could fly out like Tuesday.
Yeah.
There are a few of those scenarios. There's also, they have week 7 and 8, they're at Dallas and then at Kansas City. But similarly, Dallas is a Sunday, 4 o'clock, and then the Kansas City game's a Monday nighter. Like, yeah, granted, Dallas and Kansas City are closer, but you'd be out there a full week.
Yeah.
The other one I wonder is, everybody's aware of the Madrid game. Yeah. So they play the Lions Sunday, November 9th. That's a 4:30. That's a national Fox game, right? Then they play Miami in Madrid the following Sunday.
Yeah.
Maybe Tuesday's your travel day to Europe, and then you're there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
I will say yes. Let's do that.
I'm sure you would. There is a longer trip coming for this team somewhere, is what I believe.
Well, I think
I don't know exactly where you're located.
I think going to Madrid, you're going to be there some days. You're not going over there the day before, 2 days before. That's going to be at least a 3-4 day trip. I just think going from West Coast to East Coast, you know, it's one thing. That's 4 or 5 hours difference.
Six hours.
You're going to a different area as well. So I think, yes, they will be over there, I would think, at least 4 or 5 days.
I think because they play Detroit at home, and you're probably 4:30 game, by the time guys are leaving the stadium, it's 9 o'clock, 8:30. Let them sleep at home, watch tape in Ashburn the following day. And like, they don't have to travel like we have to travel. Maybe they fly over. Typically going to Europe, you fly overnight. But the way they're going, maybe you just fly Monday, and then the guys get a full day off Tuesday to get acclimated and everything, and then practice your normal 3 days leading up into the Dolphins game. Mm. I don't know. I don't know what the practice facility situation is in Miami. I'm sorry, in Madrid.
Mm.
I bet the NFL's got to figure it out.
Before they announced it, they already know all that. They know the logistics.
Right.
Yeah.
And whatever the practice facility is, it'll be available if you want to come Friday, which has kind of become the norm, at least with the London games. You can come over Thursday night. If you want to be there Thursday or Wednesday, they'll be there too. Did you go to the London game? Do you remember where they practiced? And it was a walkthrough. It was hardly a practice.
This year?
No. When the Redskins played in London.
The time I went, I remember.
That's what I'm asking. Did you go to that practice?
When they played?
Yes.
I'm talking when I played?
You played a preseason game there, right?
Yeah, preseason game. So I didn't go to the regular season game.
Did you guys practice or anything there?
Yeah, we practiced. We were there for some days, man.
This practice field, when the Skins went there, was a rugby club,
mm-hmm.
but it was kind of like a social club. Like, I don't think it was a professional rugby team.
Well,
dog, there were just kegs all over the practice, like off to the side of the practice field. There's empty kegs.
Better make sure they're empty before some of these players step up. But the thing of it, all the fields are soccer fields. They're completely flat.
Yeah, they're big.
No, they're flat. They don't have the crown like a football field does. And it affects that. It affects people. I think when you run around on the football field so often, you forget that it's crowned. And when you get on the flat field, you'll see the ball is a little, it's not the same height as when you're getting it on the football field. takes some getting used to.
Sure. I kind of skipped around there trying to investigate the where the road trip will come. Do you think it's possible they only do the one long one for the Madrid game?
Mm-hmm. No, that's going to be so late in the season. I think they're going to get
one. That's what I wonder, too.
They'll get one prior. The Madrid game is its own entity. It's completely different than the rest of the games.
Agreed. I'm keeping an eye on the Atlanta into L.A. stretch. I don't know what will happen. After that, you get the Bears Monday night. Zero surprise to me that after the Hail Mary last year and the attempts at manufacturing a Caleb Jayden rivalry, that's a Monday nighter.
Yeah.
That is now 3 years in a row.
And have they come here every time?
Yes.
Yeah.
3 years in a row coming here. Remember, 3 years ago, 27-3 at halftime after the Bears hadn't won a game in a calendar year. That was the day Dick Butkus died. Last year was a Hail Mary. I mean, who the hell knows what we'll get week six Monday night?
We don't know.
I also think there's a little bit, and nobody, it might not even be a topic by week six of this year. But like the way Ben Johnson handled his interview process, we'll say, with Washington, and now he's going to be bringing that team in.
Mm-hmm.
As the head coach of the Bears. Nice little subplot. Interesting little subplot.
Yeah, a little subplot, but that'd be cool.
Then at Dallas, at Kansas City. That Kansas City game's going to be nuts.
Yes, Monday that night, will be.
Mahomes, Kelsey, Taylor Swift.
Barbecue.
I mean, all of it. We should get a table at Q39 right now.
We'll call Andy and get that done.
Seattle for some. Dude, they have.
You think he'll talk to us that week?
I'll let you handle that.
I'll try.
Well, they don't play till Monday night, so maybe we get them the week before.
Get them on that Friday.
They have a Monday night game at home and two Sunday night games at home. And a Christmas Day against the Cowboys. Like, everything has changed so dramatically for the Burgundy and Gold that, like, they've put a lot of money, time, and effort into Northwest. It's still a 30-year-old stadium that's not in, like, a downtown desired location, and they're getting all the primetime games now.
Yeah. It's not about the stadium. It's about the product on the field. And I think they've made it to where when you got certain angles, camera angles hitting, they've spruced it up a bit. But that thing was not very sprucey.
Not a lot of spruce. Spicy. No spruce goose. When we return, A.J. Perez, Front Office Sports, has been a key figure in this Brett Favre documentary. I can't wait to hear what this thing's going to look like. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I don't know if AJ Perez requested this or what. But we're excited to get AJ Perez on the show. AJ's worked all over, covered the Commander sale, every tooth and nail. AJ's now got a new Netflix movie about to drop, a new Untold, The Fall of Brett Favre. AJ, what's up, man? How are you?
Doing well, JP. Thanks for having me on.
All right, man.
Yeah, man. Get us up to speed with everything you got going, man. This is obviously a big deal to drop a movie on Netflix.
Yeah, I just got to Baltimore. I'm on the train back. We had the premiere last night in New York.
Awesome.
Yeah, this has been started this whole process in late 2023, and as a journalist for 20 something years, that you don't really have an appreciation of how much work it goes into a documentary like this until you do one.
How far does it go back, AJ? I knew you say the fall, but you know I played against Brett in college, and that was some things happening in college too. I don't know if you went that far back.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was at USM days, and even before that, we have footage of him as a toddler, you know, with mm-hmm. his father Herb. We go all the way back because you know this is well, Favre has had some issues, and Jen Sturger obviously was, you know, there's so much there as far as those inappropriate pictures go back in that he sent back in 2008, and mm-hmm. then we bring it forward to now with the Mississippi welfare scandal, which is how I got into it. Was I covered that extensively? So it's pretty much his entire life, and as much as we can fit into an hour and 2 or 3 minutes, you know, it's being, you know, not everything is going to, every little thing he's done in his whole life is going to be in there, but we cover a lot.
Could you look at some of the things you saw and just see where things that came back later are things that just wasn't corrected when he was a little younger?
Yeah, well, it was kind of like, you know, we don't know, his dad died, he kind of about 10 years into his NFL career. Uh-huh. And Herb was such a major part of his life. And without him, and you see the issues since, you know, what had happened because he's a superstar athlete and, you know, it's not, you know, it's those kind of things happen to, you know, a few superstars with or without their parents. They go and make decisions that, you know, impact their legacy. But, you know, that was a kind of an intriguing part because Herb didn't let him throw balls in high school. I mean, he was like a run-only kind of guy.
Hmm. It's really interesting because I think, like a lot of guys, Brett Favre came to extreme fame and, I assume, fortune prior to social media. And it seemed like he was probably one of the biggest football players, most loved football players. Hell, he was in Something About Mary. Like he was making movies. And I just wonder if, was he always kind of, I don't know. I'm not trying to cast aspersions, but all the allegations and all the stuff that has come out really kind of since his Packers days, he seems like somewhere between a scumbag and a moron. Is that a fair read?
Oh, I'll let you say that. Because if you see the end of the documentary, you'll see why I'm a little careful about this stuff. You're in a small market like Green Bay. It's not DC. It's not New York. It's not Chicago. It's not LA. You know, you could get away with some things there. that he probably wouldn't get away with it earlier in his career elsewhere. So I think that's a big part of it. Mm.
So what are, I'll be honest, I remember the Jen Sturger stuff. That was like he was sending illicit pictures, I guess. The welfare stuff down in Mississippi, I don't really know what exactly has happened. Can you just get us up to speed with at least what the allegations are?
There's $8 million of federal welfare funds. These are federal TANF funds that each state every year gets a block grant of money. And the states are, there are guidelines, but the states can do what they kind of see fit with the money. Farr got access to that. $1.1 million went to him, which he's repaid. Another $5 million to the USM, the Southern Miss Volleyball Arena, where his daughter was just started playing volleyball there. And then $2 million went to a drug company, Prevacus. So he's repaid the $1.1 million. He's, he's still a defendant in the lawsuit that seeks to recoup the other $7 million, basically. So that's where that stands. And it's been going on for 5+ years. He hasn't been charged criminally. He has denied all wrongdoing. There's still, a slight chance there could be criminal charges, but there's been no movement in that over the last year or so.
Mm. Interesting, man. So what has the reaction been to the movie so far?
It's pretty good. I think some people I think I see on Twitter like trying to think it's, that this was that we just threw this together because he campaigned with Trump, which I think is hilarious since we started this in 2023, well before, a year before he did that. Mm-hmm. But so far it's been positive. I know we had to cram it a lot in an hour and 2 or 3 minutes, but we did, and I think I'm happy with the end product. I think that's, so far, it's been 80% positive. If I can just estimate from the social on Twitter, Blue Sky and elsewhere.
Dude, how did you get involved in this? I mean, your background's as a reporter. How did you get? Are you a producer on this thing? What you got all sorts of bylines.
I'm an executive producer. Yeah, there. Wow. That can mean a lot of different things when you're an EP. But I was hands on. I pitched this thing. Everwonder is a new company that got a big investment to launch that company in 2020, late 2023, when my editor Boston said to me, "Hey, what do you have?" I'm like, "Well, I got Dan Snyder and I got Brett Favre. Snyder's still going. We don't know what the team's going to happen with the team yet, but Favre is kind of, I'd say, done. It's that's still a little bit ongoing too in Mississippi as far as the lawsuit, but it was a little more baked in, so I got to be created a creative copy to pitch deck Everwonder, which is basically got the same investment, the same investors, Redbird Capital as front office for. So we're kind of, and since then they share the same floor in New York. So it was like, Everwonder started, FOS had my reporting on Brett Favre, and it kind of just went off from there.
We've seen Brett on Capitol Hill doing different things. Does any of that stuff get into it? I know you said when you see the end, you may see something differently. Does all that stuff come into it?
Yeah, Mitch, that's in there. I sat for this documentary. I booked a lot of the stuff. I also shot video. The only one, congressional press passes. I got tipped off in September, the day before his hearing, where he arrested me. One of my sources told me that he's going to announce he has Parkinson's. And I'm like, what? And I was covering it. During that hearing anyway, because I've covered all so many things over the years, going back to the Federal Court days and straight era of baseball. My editor decided not to run the story immediately, so we waited for him to say he had Parkinson's, and then we had a 1,000-word story up on the same wheeler. And so I shot video, just like the reaction, like that was a hearing on welfare fraud, and you call someone like Brett Favre, or you think that's like, that's not like calling Smokey the Bear to a wildfire, hearing. This is kind of way 180 from that. So I thought that was kind of strange. And I heard a lot of strange hearings over the years.
I'm going to throw him on hold. You guys see if you can lock that in. We're talking with AJ Perez, Front Office Sports, executive producer of this new Untold Story, The Fall of Brett Favre. It's on Netflix. I think it came out today. AJ's a buddy. He's been on the program a ton. Was knee-deep in all the Snyder reporting as that situation was unfolding. Now he's making movies for Netflix. Pretty big deal. AJ, man, congratulations on the success of this thing. I imagine it's going to go crazy now that it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I hope so. I got people texting me, friends, family, you know, it's some who didn't even, which is strange if you know me. And, yeah, I've been working on this for a year and a half that they didn't know I was a documentary or did one until they saw my face on there. So it's been a good experience. I'm working on others too.
Yeah. Well, dude, it was funny to me. So Mullins texted that we were going to have you on the show. I was like, cool, what's AJ working on? Thinking you kind of are at the intersection of sports and business and politics and all these things. And Mullins is like, yeah, he's an executive producer of a movie on Netflix. I was like, damn, dude.
Great. Big jump right there.
Yeah. Got to feel good, man.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Congrats, man.
Yeah, you guys always been great to be, I'm sure I'll be on soon, talk about something else, DC, a little more DC related.
Well, so. Dude, we'll watch it too. This is something I will watch. Real quick though, I did notice something on your Twitter handle, which is @byAJPerez. You tweeted something out from Front Office Sports about inside the NBA, if they're all going to go to ESPN next year. And I love that show. Turner's studio shows, Inside the NBA, and whatever they call the hockey one, I love both of them.
Yeah.
I think Barkley and Biz are like the two best analysts just from an entertainment standpoint alone. Is Inside the NBA sticking around even when they go to ESPN? Do you know that answer?
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely are. They're going to be basically the NBA show. It'll run out of Atlanta by Turner Sports, but ESPN will basically simulcasting. Not much different from what they do with Pat McAfee's show now.
And will Chuck get to be Chuck, just like I guess McAfee is?
He wouldn't sign any other way.
ESPN could be hands-off. So.
Yeah, Charles wouldn't sign no deal if it was any other way.
Good.
Exactly. ESPN is going to be the fire hose that broadcasts, that kind of pushes out the content. They're not going to really be producing in a traditional sense.
Gotcha. AJ, congrats again.
Appreciate
on the movie.
It,
everybody check it out on Netflix, Untold, The Fall of Favre. Thanks, dude.
Thanks. I appreciate it, guys.
Hi, man.
Give him a follow @byAJPerez. AJ joined us via the Rude Guest Hotline. When we come back, got to make some bets.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Tuesday's about gone, folks.
It's gone.
Been a fun day. We got any Nats day games this week? Nats playing tonight?
I won't be that lucky.
Nats have a big series coming against the Braves.
I actually think the Nats do have a day game. It's just at 4 o'clock.
As far as I'm concerned, that's not a day game.
Yeah.
That's an afternoon
that's
game.
That's an afternoon game.
That's after the B. Mitch and Finney day game.
Also appears they don't. And they have a Saturday 4 o'clock. Nats have a good homestand though. If you're looking to go to a ball game, they got three against the Braves starting tonight, and then the San Francisco Giants coming to town Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The Giants, like if you think about like the iconic baseball organizations, Yankees, Dodgers, Cubs, Red Sox, probably, I would put the Giants on that next tier, like Mets, Giants.
Okay.
I don't know. Do you disagree? The Giants are a big deal, but the they're Giants not in are the big deal.
I don't really consider the Mets a big deal. They've been horrible for years. Well, they just spent a lot of money.
Yeah, what's up with the Mets? Why, Brian? Why are they?
I mean, they spent a lot of money, but they haven't won much. What have they won, Brian?
I think the last time they won was 86.
It was 86.
Okay, how old is Brian? He wasn't even born then.
They've lost in the World Series twice since I've been born.
Yeah. One to the Yankees.
Royals 2015.
Okay, what have they done?
Y'all lost
last
to the
five,
Royals, dude.
The Mets shouldn't have been in that World Series. I don't know how the Royals were in it. That was a weird year.
Yeah, but how?
I think the Royals beat the Orioles.
How
in
are
ALCS?
We gonna consider them like the Giants? The Giants won something.
The Giants have won a lot.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't consider them that.
All right, let's bump the Mets
like
down
the
another
brothers
tier.
In
the
New
Giants
York.
Won three times. 10,
the
12,
brothers
and 14.
In New York, man.
Is that Lincecum?
I mean, he was there sometime.
That's a little skinny dude with all the hair.
Yeah, he was.
He can let that thing fly, dog.
So what tier are the Mets on? Like the same tier as the Orioles, Mariners?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the Phillies, and they're above the Nats, but below the...
The Nats have won
the Nats won a World
way
Series
more recently.
What you talking about?
The Mets are not above the Nats.
The Nats have won a World
the
Series.
The Nats won a World Series in 2019, why, Brian?
Yeah, Brian.
That's their only World Series.
Okay.
And you, the Mets have the 1969 and 86, something like that?
Yes, but they've been to more and they've had sustained success, at least a little bit.
You can't even Google that far back.
Maybe 1 year?
The Orioles have more World Series than the Mets. I believe the O's have three World Series trophies, White Brian. Trace. Mets stink. Let's make some bets.
Gather around.
Can we schedule a segment with all the stuff White Brian has written down about Jeff?
Write down notes about him all
the time? A couple weeks back, I asked White Brian to start chronicling the wildest stuff that Jeff says. And White Brian started doing it. He read some of it to us yesterday. It's provocative, Brian. It's certainly provocative.
That in the group text, that is Landfill's work. That is not my work.
I kind of believe it, honestly.
That is not my work, man.
All right, Brian, who won last night?
Jeff
and Beamish lost. Everyone else won.
Beamish definitely lost.
I didn't even have a bet.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
You lost.
I was off of work.
That's the rule.
Yo, on vacation.
Yo, we need
my week don't start till this week.
We need to make some rules about this.
Because Jeff don't be on vacation. He just don't be here.
Same with JP.
Hold on. We're not giving me grief when I've hosted solo shows two of the last 4 days. I think everyone should take vacation. You earn it. Enjoy that bleep.
I know he's not talking like he has taken more. Yeah, I'm thinking more than him. Hey, come on, dog.
I'm not. I'm happy you took it. You are reluctant to take days off. I wish you would take more. You should. Well, you can't
complain about it.
I'm not. I'm just saying you're not giving me an L either.
I'm not getting an L neither.
See, what I was saying was, even if someone's not here.
I know what you were saying. It's in the text thread. It's disgusting.
If they not here and they put a bet in, we should honor it.
But I didn't put a bet in.
I'm just saying, like that.
You are the king of, if you're not here, that's an L. That is your rule.
I was working. I was raising money for a great charity.
This is remarkable. Remarkable reversal here.
Hey, I really don't care.
But that I believe.
But I was on vacation, so it don't count. Is this when you just take off?
Your two of the last 3 days included 90 minutes on Thursday.
Yeah, JP.
I just told B, just asked.
Give me the Hurricanes tonight.
There you go, Landfield. Cut him off.
I'm taking Villas Galbus.
Who?
Is that a medical condition?
I think it might be.
I think it's when your toes are stuck together coming out of the womb.
Like, what? It's when you have tennis elbow.
Villas Galbus.
Mets money line.
Just to show us. Ooh, Mitch Parker on the bump tonight? Money Mitch? This might be stupid, but I kind of like the Nats staying hot. I'm taking the Nats run line plus 1.5 tonight.
All right, give me the under OKC and the Timberwolves.
Money Mitch Parker on the bump. We got hockey and basketball. We back, baby. We survived last night. It was god-awful. The puck drops at 8 o'clock on Turner. The Hoops gets tipped at 8:30 on ESPN. That's a 2-TV night, folks. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Let me make sure I get the right show sheet. Thank you to Barstool Nate for calling in. Thank you to Ike Reese for joining us. Thank you to AJ Perez for joining us. Had some good calls in there. Eventually, we're going to get these rule changes from the NFL. We'll let everybody react. It's going to be fun. Thank you to Marjorie Harris for making time for me as well. Grant and Danny coming your way next. I know those boys are fired up for this Nats Braves series. If you made it this far, be Mitch. Owes you a beer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.